Hi Shell and Ron, it's Neville here. Ron, welcome to FIR. I look forward to listening to the recording of this show when you guys are done with it. Here's a brief contribution from me as I sit at in my office today, pounding the keyboard, which is what I expect to be doing until late into the night today. It's just one of those situations. So some thoughts to contribute to today's show. It's a lovely spring day. Spring has finally arrived. I just wanted to get that in, as I know Shell loves the weather forecasts from the UK. Nice and warm out there. So what's happening here that I can tell you about? A couple of things, actually. We're in the starting phases of all the stuff you expect to find in a general election campaign. The politicians are starting their talk, and already, for instance, today, the first election communication came through the letterbox at home for the local candidates' messaging. We're going to be bombarded with this stuff over the next 4 weeks. We luckily don't have a lot of time for this, different to the States, for instance, where you have a lengthier campaign time. We're here. Politicians tend to call elections literally at the last minute when they judge the moment to be just right. And we've got 4 weeks between now and when the election takes place on May the 6th. Some interesting issues surrounding that here in the UK. Opinion, I think, is of politicians generally, of the Parliament in Westminster in particular, is at a lowest, probably the lowest ebb it's ever been in at least a century. The expenses scandal of last year and general feeling of distrust on politicians' motives, that has been influenced by some truly extraordinarily outrageous, if not downright illegal, behaviours by some of the people caught up in that expenses scandal. But it's, I think, lifted a lid on something many people just see as totally distasteful. That's been going on for a very long time, and no one has cleaned their own house. Now they're being forced to, and that'll be reflected, I think, in the election. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a low turnout. But from a communications point of view, it's actually quite interesting in terms of how politicians will differentiate their messaging. So we're expecting to see and experience a huge amount. Will this be a social media election? As many people have been saying, I don't believe so. There's no evidence at all to suggest that political parties and politicians are using social tools to engage with the voters. They're using social tools, sure, in a sense. What I think it's going to make a difference is the voters themselves, i.e. ordinary people, how people themselves are using these social media and channels to convey their opinion, connect with others. And I think that could be where we'll see the change, not the politicians themselves. It's a big topic and lots of opinion about it. I wrote a post about it myself the other day, contrasting different aspects of that. So you might want to just take a look at that, get some thoughts there. The other thing to mention is in January, you might remember, we reported on a huge kerfuffle that blew up in the Republic of Ireland concerning a lady called Mel Shrigadas, who was employed at Shannon Airport in Ireland in the air traffic control department. And the Irish Daily Mail had published a kind of feature story on working conditions at this employer, and used Mel's blog post to lift content that wove a story that put her in a very poor light, and it caused her extreme embarrassment with her colleagues, some issues with her family, and it's been a very unpleasant time. The newspaper was resolute in its refusal to acknowledge any error. The reporter, they've supported the reporter and refused to publish any kind of retraction or apology. So it's been a big issue. Anyway, news today that finally the Irish Daily Mail did publish an apology and has disciplined, I think that's Mel's word, the reporter. So some vindication of her position. It's a kind of a qualified apology, though, I have to admit. Anyway, she has a blog post that talks a bit about it. I saw it on journalism.co.uk. The only thing I'm curious about, and I haven't dived into it in depth yet, is why this news has suddenly appeared today and yesterday, when the paper apparently published their apology back in February. That's like 6 weeks ago, so I'm curious to know that. But the good news is that she got a public acknowledgement that they made errors in their reporting, and I think that's got to be good, so I'm very pleased to hear that result. And finally, just to mention very briefly, you know that I love playing around with gadgets. I have a new one. That is a new mobile device, an HTC Desire, that is from Vodafone, the carrier I've been with for the past 4 years or so, launching officially by Vodafone in the UK next week. I've got mine early,
The reason I gather is that they literally had the advanced delivery from HTC, and customers who got their orders in immediately got them immediately. I ordered mine just before Easter. It is a delight. I got it specifically to upgrade from the Nokia N95 8GB, not from the iPhone, as it's directly positioned against. I've still got the iPhone. In fact, I'm using the iPhone to record this report today using AudioBoo. But the Desire is a delightful device. But curiously, I'm finding as I'm using it that I'm actually thinking more about features from the iPhone, certainly not the Nokia phone. And that probably won't be a surprise to you, but it did surprise me. I didn't expect that. I wonder what Dan York would think of this device. From a business point of view, I could see this as far superior to a BlackBerry if you're thinking of an email device primarily. This does email. And in fact, configuring email for my Microsoft Exchange service, my work email on this device, was even easier than doing it on the computer with Outlook, and certainly easier than doing it on the iPhone. That surprised me a lot too. I'll be blogging about this on and off, I expect, but it's a cool device, I have to say. It runs Android, and I've got the FIR app running on it. Pretty good as the iPhone, I reckon. So that's my contribution for today. Hope you find it worthy contribution for today's show. And Shell and Ron, have a terrific show. Look forward to listening. So back to you guys.